WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl, Laura Bennett, coming at you live and direct with another dose of daily secure affirmation magic. Today, we are diving headfirst into a topic that's near and dear to my heart. Rebuilding resilience after trauma. Because let's face it, life can throw some serious curveballs, right? And sometimes those curveballs feel like they knock the wind right out of you. But guess what? You are stronger than you think. That inner fire within you, it's waiting to be rekindled. This isn't about pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about acknowledging the hurt, honoring your journey, and learning how to rise above it all. You deserve to feel empowered, whole, and capable of navigating whatever life throws your way. So let's get into 5 key takeaways that are going to help you on this path to healing and resilience. First up, acknowledge the impact. This might seem obvious, but seriously, give yourself permission to feel what you're feeling. Don't try to sweep it under the rug or pretend it didn't happen. Trauma leaves its mark, and acknowledging that mark is the first step towards healing. Bottling it up only makes things harder in the long run. Remember, your feelings are valid, and they deserve to be heard. Ever felt like you were carrying a weight on your shoulders? Like something was just off? That's the impact of trauma, whispering its way into your everyday experiences. Acknowledging it is like giving that whisper voice, finally allowing it to be seen and understood. Next up, seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Trust me, I know it can feel incredibly isolating, but reaching out for help is one of the bravest things you can do. This could mean talking to a trusted friend or family member, joining a support group, or seeking professional guidance from a therapist. Remember, vulnerability isn't weakness, it's strength. Opening yourself up to others allows for healing and growth that simply wouldn't be possible on your own. Think about it like this. When you're feeling overwhelmed, who do you turn to? That person is there to offer support, a listening ear, and maybe even a virtual hug. Speaking of support, be kind to yourself. This journey isn't a sprint, it's a marathon. There will be good days and bad days. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, no matter how small, and don't beat yourself up when you stumble. Remember, healing takes time, and it's a unique process for everyone. Imagine that voice in your head, the one that often criticizes or judges. Now imagine replacing those harsh whispers with words of encouragement and self-love. You're doing great, one step at a time. I believe in you. Focus on what brings you joy. This might sound cheesy, but it's seriously important. Engage in activities that make your soul sing, whether it's painting, dancing, hiking, reading, or spending time with loved ones. Finding those pockets of happiness can help shift your focus away from the pain and remind you that life is still beautiful. Ever felt a surge of pure joy while listening to your favorite song or immersing yourself in a good book? That feeling is a reminder of your inner strength and resilience. Finally, practice gratitude. I know this might feel tough when you're going through a difficult time, but even small things can make a difference. Take a moment each day to appreciate the simple things, a warm cup of coffee, the sunshine on your face, a good laugh with a friend. Cultivating gratitude can help shift your perspective and open your heart to the possibilities. Remember, there's always something to be grateful for, even in the midst of darkness. Let's talk about a real-life scenario. Imagine this. You are going through a really tough breakup. The pain felt overwhelming, like a dark cloud hanging over everything you did. But instead of letting that darkness consume you, you started practicing self-care. You took walks in nature, journaled your feelings, and spent time with supportive friends. Slowly but surely, you began to rebuild your resilience. You started focusing on your passions, rediscovering joy in everyday activities. And guess what? You came out of that experience stronger than ever before. This is the power of rebuilding resilience after trauma. It's a journey that takes courage, commitment, and self-love, but it's ultimately about reclaiming your power and stepping into the fullness of who you are. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Acknowledge the impact, seek support, be kind to yourself, focus on joy, and practice gratitude. Let these be your guiding stars as you navigate this path of healing and growth. So go out there, beautiful souls, and shine your light. Next time we meet, I'll share some amazing tips for cultivating healthy boundaries, because knowing your worth is a crucial part of building lasting resilience. Until then, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.